Nishat glasses. What self-respecting college kid, and that's probably who ends up in sperm banks, is going to say he's struggling through his first year of general education? Not to mention, choosing a daddy from a height, weight, and eye color chart makes me feel like I'm picking a breeder for a puppy. Still safer. Avery walked over with the shots. I want the father of my baby to be kind and witty enough to make me want to sleep with him. I know you don't approve, Avery, but try and see this from my perspective. I could go to a clinic and get pregnant next month, or at least attempt to. Or I can find a perfectly willing candidate and have a night to remember. Don't tell me for a minute that you'd pick the former. All eyes moved to the youngest member of their club. Before Avery settled down, she was the one always talking about her endless prowess. Avery's scowl softened. When do you plan on finding this baby daddy? I'm shooting a wedding next month in Tulum. The bride's family is putting me up in a hotel for a couple of days, and then after that's over, I'm moving up the beach to continue my stay. According to my calculations, I should be ovulating by the following weekend.
Plenty of time to scout out the right guy, Lori said.
That's what I thought. It's away from here. Chances are no one will recognize me. The wedding guests will all be long gone. There are a lot of expats living in that part of Mexico. Flirting bartenders.
Bartenders are a good choice, Trina said.
Shannon leaned forward. I almost went there in Colorado at the Peterson wedding. The guy I met was working the bar. Way too young, but that didn't seem to stop him from hitting on me.
What happened? Trina asked.
I chickened out. There was no other way to explain it. But I considered it. I took it as a sign and extended my stay in Tulum. Even if it doesn't work out, I'm making steps in the right direction to move forward with my plan.
I think someone working a beach bar in a foreign country is ideal, Lori said. Every bartender I've known plays around a lot. Most don't want more than a night or two. You can talk to them without commitment, make sure they're not batshit crazy. Keep your real name out of it.
Of course, I can't have anyone looking for me later. Not that she worried they would.
And if you don't find someone in Mexico to fit the profile? Trina asked.
I'll plan monthly trips to other places.
Girls' trips, Avery announced.
Shannon narrowed her eyes. I don't need a backup team. Especially if that team had a player that wasn't into the game, like Avery.
You told me you'd take me when you went daddy hunting. I'm taking you up on this.
Aren't you newly married and have better things to do than finding my next date? Avery shook her head.
Nope. Lori laughed.
I think Avery's right. One of us should come along and make sure you're seeing the good and the bad in the guy you plan on sleeping with.
That's ridiculous.
Not really, Lori chimed in. If you were in a relationship and considering a permanent step, you'd ask us what we thought. Just like we all did at one time or another before we got married. This isn't any different.
Shannon sipped her wine and considered what they were saying. I can't ask you guys to drop your life to come with me. Avery raised her hand.
I volunteered for Tulum. If no one fits the daddy bill there, we plan the next month and make sure one of us can come.
Or all of us, Trina said.
Lori lifted her glass.
Or all of us.
Avery picked up a shot of tequila.
Let me go on the record and say I really don't like this idea, but I feel better knowing we're with you.
I'm going to be fine. Shannon Wentworth wore a plastic smile as she witnessed her clients bickering. Corey Harkin sat with her back rod straight, hands folded in her lap, while her mother did most of the talking. Mrs. Harkin, Shannon had met with before. Corey, the bride-to-be, was in Shannon's studio for the first time.
He's late,
Corey said, watching the front door.
He's a busy man, honey. I'm sure he's on his way.
Shannon liked to meet with the bride and groom before the actual wedding to ensure that she captured the images they wanted on their wedding day. Mrs. Harkin had hired Shannon based solely on her name. Being the ex-wife of the former